Hello, everyone. Let me make sure that everything is up and running. Give me just a second. Oh, great. I see y'all. Let me got to change my name. Give me just a second. Let me get all these things set up. Where? Get the Q&A box, but yeah, y'all go ahead and whoops, coming in from San Diego, all these different places. Awesome to hear. Give me just a second. Oops, sorry about that. I cannot find where to see the host and panelist. They've moved things around. Okay, give me just one second and we will get started. Las Vegas in the house, I see that. Sorry, guys. Whoops. No, I don't know where I went. Okay, got the Q&A. Let me just one second. I'm having a little bit of difficulty. This is my fault, but I see the participants. Okay, we hear and see you. Okay, great. So I don't know what's going on my side, but if someone could just pop a question into the Q&A, let me look and see if I can see that. And I apologize, guys. I'm having a hard time with something. Okay, I can see all that. So thank you. Y'all are good. And now let me. I'm under Corinne, yeah, because I didn't have time to change my name. And now that's what I was trying to do. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties doing that. But give me just one second. I don't know why it's not letting me pull up. The host and panelists. Give me just one second, guys. I apologize. The settings have changed, and now I don't know. Okay, I've got it. I was clicking on the wrong thing. So let me just take the little time to change my name here, rename myself. Now I am Christy, and we are good to go. Sorry about that. A little bit. So awesome call that Corinne had. And I just kind of want to kick it off going based on that because there actually were a couple of GLP-1 people on there. So I was happy to see that and know that this is a place for medical weight loss. That is GLP-1. That is if you've had any type of gastric bypass, if you're on a different type of weight loss medicine, whatever that may be, we are here for you. And we are definitely here for you to get coached. So I need people to start raising their hands. Just everyone, I appreciate you saying the questions. I'm going to go ahead and say that they're answered live. Linda has a question. I need help with her whys. Okay, Linda, if you want to raise your hand and get coached on that, that is definitely something that we could help. Beth, I'm going to go ahead and I see you've got your hand raised. I'm going to go ahead and promote you to panelists and let's get to coaching. It says that she's going to be joining in just a second. It's just a little bit delayed. So, okay, Beth, if I'm going to ask you to unmute, if you'll go ahead and unmute. And then I'm going to ask you to start your video. There you are.
There I am.
Hello. Yes. So,
Good afternoon.
good afternoon. What would you like coaching on?
I would like coaching on, I am on tirzepatide,
Tirzepatide,
and for the longest time, they weren't increasing my dose. They said they were, but I only made it up to like 2.5. And so I, under a different doctor, she increased it to 7.5. My question for you is, I only take it when I remember it, which is not very often. Is am I doing myself a disservice? 'Cause like, is it like I'm restarting every time? Because it's not helping me lose weight at all.
Okay, so that's a great question and a question that I was actually looking up for someone else not too long ago. So know that you're not alone in
Okay.
remembering. And since it's not daily, it's weekly. So sometimes that habit is a little bit harder to get into. Your question is it causing you harm or the only thing I worry about when you're not doing it weekly is kind of like you're giving your body this shot that does change your metabolism, like the way that our insulin works, the way that stuff works, and then you're not. So your body's like, yay, essentially, and then kind of as you go down, it's not, and then you're not taking the shot the next week to get it back
Okay.
up. So is that harmful? Not necessarily. Is it going to cause you long-term harm? I don't think so. It's just not going to be as helpful.
Right,
So you're not
right.
getting the results. That doesn't surprise me because your body is kind of in a constant the state of, do I have this medicine? Do I not have this medicine? As a lot of people here probably can attest to, they can feel when their body is kind of on day six, like they feel differently. There's a reason because that drug has been designed to kind of stick around in our bodies for a certain amount of time. And then when it starts to go down, that's why you take the next shot. When GLP-1s first came out, they only lasted like 3 hours. And we designed them to last longer to make it easier. But what you're saying is you're having a hard time remembering to do it once a week.
I guess I don't know. I've never seen it actually help me lose weight, but I've never taken it consistently. And so if I would see results, I would be more willing to, just take it. But I just take it every once in a while. Like if I catch one of your calls, I'll be like, oh yeah, and I'll go into the fridge and do it. But as far it, I'm very not motivated because I haven't seen, in fact, I've been having trouble with just staying at the same weight.
Can you see where maybe like that if you're not taking it consistently, you're not going to see consistent results? I mean,
Very true.
yeah, so and I get that it's hard to remember stuff. I'm probably one of the worst when it comes to remembering. I mean, being a pharmacist and all that, I'm not great at necessarily being compliant. But now we, people in the chat, I see the chat pop up a little bit. They're like, they set a reminder in their phone. They do stuff like that. I mean, all of those things are great. Once you find something that works for you, obviously try to use that. But I think that you're not necessarily giving your body the chance to see how you're going to respond to it because you're not like it's the drug is going down, and you're not having it in your system to actually see the results as
Okay,
much.
so how long would you say that it would take to see results if I took it today and then I took it every week thereafter? How long do you think it would take before I would see some kind of result?
So, I mean, there are people on here I can attest to that they noticed within 24 to 48 hours that the food noise went down. Can
Okay.
it work that fast? Yes, it can work that fast on some people because we're talking about a drug that does stuff with the brain. It's not just, like a drug that like some drugs that just work locally. No, I mean, you have
Right.
GLP-1 receptors all over your body. So the results that some people get are within 24 to 48 hours. Now, are you going to lose the amount of weight that, you had wanted to within 2 to 3 weeks? That all depends. But if you lose 2 pounds in 1 week, that to me shows results on or off medication.
Absolutely.
That means you're doing something that is causing your body to release weight. So I think it's kind
Absolutely.
of hard to answer just like, are you going to definitely get the results that you want within this amount of time? It depends on what that result is. But I do think, yes, there are people that see results fairly quickly.
Okay. Okay, that's great. I have one more question, and that is, would you say that it's possible that by yo-yoing, I would say my medication, that I could actually be causing myself to maybe gain a little bit of weight?
I think anytime, like they say, yo-yo dieting or gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight is harder on the body. The studies will say it's harder on our bodies than just maintaining even at a higher weight
Oh.
because our bodies like steady state, whatever that is. It likes to get into a certain weight range where everything's working, where they know what's going to come next, where all that type stuff. And when you're going bouncing up and down, sometimes you will hold on to weight. Yes. Will it make you gain weight? Not necessarily, but anytime that your body is a little bit disoriented or off kilter or something like that, it doesn't like to release weight, put it that way. So it's kind of like, oh, hold on, what's going on? We've got to figure this out. We like it's called homeostasis. We like staying the same. Some people, it's even the theory of like having a set point, like that our body, or some people will say a plateau or a stall. That's really sometimes your body at homeostasis. You've lost a certain amount and it gets used to this one little, whether it be like 180 pounds and it really likes how it's functioning at 180 pounds, so it stays there a little bit. Well, our bodies want to stay. We
I
don't
have
necessarily
definitely
want
noticed
them to
that.
stay,
I have
right?
noticed that.
So, and that's kind of where the yo-yo dieting, the up and down, where our bodies really don't necessarily love that.
I can definitely see that. I lose like a good amount, like maybe 6 pounds or something, and I'm to a new low weight. I'm in an all-time low. I've lost 68 pounds on my own, and I was at an all-time low a couple of weeks ago. But every time that I lose 5 pounds or 6 pounds, I regain back to it and maybe a pound over, and then I have to, yes, I see what you're saying, because I have a hard time with my body wanting to stay at my lowest weight. Every time I hit my lowest weight, it just seems to go up, even if I don't change anything.
Yeah, and that's where, you have to kind of dig a little bit deeper and see what's going on. Is there some emotional eating that's crept back in? Is there, or there are like hormonally, some people around their period or whatever, they can gain up to 5 pounds. That's hormones. That's not necessarily you truly gaining the weight. That's progesterone and stuff like that, kind of making you retain water or whatever that may be. So, because with that 5 and 6 pounds range, that's not a huge weight gain. It's not like you're going up, 20 pounds and then dropping down 30 and then gaining back. So the 5 or 6 pound range, I mean, I personally can weigh 3 to 4 pounds different from sometimes from morning to night, you know, and that's just,
Okay.
yeah. So I wouldn't be too terribly worried about that. But if you're notice, are you noticing a pattern? Do you notice a pattern?
I have only noticed the pattern of losing a lot and then gaining back up. And that way I only lose a couple pounds every time. So I'm very slow to lose because if I lose 6 pounds, I end up where I've only lost 2 pounds. I'm back up to the higher weight. And then
Okay.
I start back and do it again. And then it's 2 more pounds, you know, back down and then up. And I only am really gaining a net of 2 pound loss every time.
Yeah,
And
and 2 pounds.
that can be in a month.
Yeah. I mean, and is this, does it, there's there any pattern with you taking the shot or not taking the shot? Have you noticed anything with that?
No, I haven't noticed anything.
Okay, because sometimes when the GLP-1 causes more, it's a lot more things in our bodies going on than just quieting the food noise. So, and it can cause some of like water weight loss as well, just when it's kind of stabilizing everything in our body. So I was wondering, what I was trying to see is if it was that you had the shot and when you were doing that, you were losing, you know, the 6 pounds and then you weren't having the shot and then maybe gaining some of it back because some of like the food noise was coming back up, maybe a little bit, stuff like that. You know, that.
Yeah, that may very well be what's going on.
And see, and that it makes sense because when you're doing, if you take the shot and the food noise is going away, and then you're getting some of the your body as kind of regulating some of your insulin and stuff like that, and regulating some of that hunger and all that, it would make sense that you would lose some weight. And then as that medication wore off, you know, are some of your emotional ha eating habits kicking back in? Or is your insulin not as regulated? You know, like stuff like that. So my recommendation to you would be to decide, I mean, because it's your decision whether or not you want to go on this medication or not, and then find a way, whether it be that you set 3 different alarms around the house on your phone, whatever it is. And the main thing is when the alarm goes off to go and do it, you know, because we are all so like, you know, we have so many alarms and so many beeps and bells and whistles going off that sometimes we're like, oh, just cut it off, you know, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. But yeah, and just decide and then see if you can stay with it consistently and then see if these patterns do change. Because I think right now, maybe your body is just a little bit like, hey, what's going on?
Now that you have said that, I would say that's exactly what's going on because I'll just take it at random, just random, maybe every 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, and I think that that might be what you're seeing more so because, like I said, the 5 or 6 pounds, that tells me that it's not something like major going on. Like you're not, it's not like you've gained 15 pounds within those 3 weeks or something like that, because it's just kind of a little bit of fluctuation going on. So I would, like I said, it's your decision. But then try to stick with it. And then I would give, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to really see what's going on. Give yourself enough time to see the new patterns. And then I like to just write stuff down, like on my 24-hour plan, or when I'm even sticky notes or whatever. Like if I was feeling a certain way that day, or when I weigh in, different stuff, just because. I truthfully, because I don't remember like what happened last week fully. You know, if I stepped on the pound, I stepped on the scale and it was 2 pounds up, and I made note of that I had like Chinese food the night before. Okay, that makes sense. But if I get to next week and I'm like, huh, I'm up another pound and I was up 2 pounds last week. And what's going on? So just kind
Right.
of make some notes to yourself as well. And then some people do kind of have a calendar, old school calendar, or you can do it on your phone and just mark their shop day. Yeah.
Okay.
There's
Perfect.
apps. I've never
Oh.
there's an app I think called Shotzi or something like that. Maybe someone in the
Wow.
talk about it. But it's you put You could probably even put a reminder in there and you take it, and then it's going to ask you kind of daily what you were feeling. Were you nauseous? Were you this, that?
Oh.
So that might be something even that might be easier for you to be able to do quickly and just get it
Yes.
in there where you can go back and look. And I think it would make it a little bit easier to see some of the patterns that are happening as well.
Yes, I
Instead of,
like that idea a lot.
yeah. And I'll try to are you in the our Facebook group, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay, I'll look that up, and because I think it's called Shotzi, but I may be wrong. And there's probably different
Okay.
ones. But
Okay.
I do know some of the other clients I've talked to that use that. And
Okay.
it was eye-opening because one of them thought that it was causing a lot of heartburn and stuff like that. It turned out that that was not what was causing it, and she figured it out through the app because it wasn't around the time that she thought it was going to be. So it's just another way
Right.
to check on things where you don't have to
Yeah.
remember it all the time. So,
Yeah, and someone in my situation where I don't really know what's going on, that would really keep me on balance. To be able to answer questions about how it was and things like that. So I really appreciate that information, and I really appreciate you answering my questions, and I'm really happy you're here.
I am happy to be here now that I figured out the Zoom and they move stuff around. But yes, definitely.
So thank
And
you very much.
yeah, and I was just going to say, feel free to ask questions, like I said, in Facebook and ask coaches and all that. I know this call is
Okay.
just once a month, so
Yeah.
but yeah, definitely, because you're definitely not alone in any of this. And I know with me, it helps me to be able to ask my questions and someone be like, oh yeah, I did this and this helped me try this and stuff like that. So it's definitely, and like I said, I'll figure it may not be till later on tonight, but I'll drop it in the Facebook group. Okay.
Really appreciate it. I'll be looking for it.
Awesome. Okay, I'm gonna put you back down.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Okay. All right. So now I think it's Edie. I'm going to go ahead and call you up. Okay, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Oh, you got it. You know it. And is it, say your name for me.
It's Edie. You're
Edie.
right.
Okay, I was right.
Yep.
All
Yep.
right. What would you like coaching on today?
Well, you kind of went to my point about the set point question.
Okay.
I've been on the GPL. I'm almost 4 years now on tirzepatide. I've lost 90 pounds.
Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you. But I stopped losing about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
I have been almost exactly the same weight for a year and a half. In fact, my last three visits to the doctor have been exactly to the point two, exactly the same. And I'm not, it's not moving. And they brought up, the set point theory. And I have spent the last year and a half going to, watching lots of calls and doing lots of journaling and asking the questions. And I can't. I mean, there is a lot of stress in my life, so that could be part of it. But I can't pinpoint anything. So any more information about the set point or any hints on, I mean, how long can a plateau last?
Okay, yeah, so
Especially with the medication, I wasn't expecting something like this to happen.
okay. So how much weight, more weight would you like to lose? Or
20 to 30, and that would still leave me with, maybe another 20 technically that I could lose. So I'm leaving myself not, I don't want to be to a point where
it's going to be hard for me to keep it off. I mean, super realistic.
Right. And I think that's great. So that I think that, a lot of doctors and stuff go by BMI and all that, and that's just not as realistic. So I'm happy to hear that. But I think a couple of things. Your body is probably really happy where it is right now. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because if you're functioning and you feel good and stuff like that, and but you do want to lose the additional 20 to 30 pounds, I think probably what they would call, well, okay, the difference between like a stall and a plateau. I mean, definition wise, a stall is normally shorter, whereas a plateau is a little bit longer, over a month. So this is probably what I would call a plateau. And there's a few different things that you can do. Well, I have an acronym for it. It's called PIVOT. And it's one is going to be, are you prioritizing your protein? Meaning, are you getting enough protein? And like, I hate to put a number to it, but at least 100 grams a day. Do you think that you're doing that?
Absolutely, because I'm
Okay.
doing strength training and I run.
Okay.
So, in order to keep up with all of that, I have to keep up with the protein.
Okay, so the I in PIVOT is increasing activity. So you've done that. And specifically, like Corinne mentioned on the last of it, her call, the weight training is 100%. I would love to see it, everyone on a GLP-1 doing it. I will highly, highly recommend that, because we do not want to lose our muscles. It sounds like you're doing that. And then V and the pivot is verify what you're eating. Like, are you eating enough, do you think?
Yeah, I went through that too with a nutritionist, and we added a couple hundred calories every day because they thought, well, maybe that was part of it. And that was about 6 months ago, and that didn't change anything. I
Doesn't
didn't
change.
gain weight and I didn't lose any weight. I mean, so clearly I could eat 200 more calories, but it didn't change anything. So then I added a little bit more, and then I gained a couple pounds. So I stopped adding an extra 100 every day.
Did you feel better, or did it was it just kind of a wash?
It was a wash.
And I'll go over what pivot is at the very end.
Okay.
People in the chat are asking. And then so that problem that might not have been it either. And then O for pivot is optimizing sleep and stress. Like, are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest that your body needs?
Probably not. So
Okay.
that I am working on actually with a doctor. We're just actually starting to add some maybe medication to help me sleep because I just can't get to sleep. Menopause killed the sleep for me as soon
So
as that was over for me.
that could be, is it 100% the reason? Probably not 100%, but that's definitely part of it. And it sounds like you're trying to take care of that, because sleep, I mean, that's when our body heals, that's when our body kind of regulates everything, especially when it comes to like digestion and absorbing our nutrients and all that type of stuff. So that we're going to put a pin in that one, because I think that that is definitely one. And then T, you've already done, it's talk to your provider. So pivot is prioritize protein, increase activity, specifically weight training. V is verify what you're eating. Go ahead and look at everything, make sure you're eating enough. O is optimize sleep and try to decrease your stress. And then T is talk to your provider, just so people can have it in the chat. Sounds like yours may be around the sleep. Like
Okay.
I said, is it
Right.
100%? Probably not. And then also, there is another big thing with these drugs. They allow for a certain amount of weight loss, and then they don't necessarily, it's not like you can continue to take it and get down to 120, 115 pounds. That's just not how they work. If you'll read on them, they like different ones say up to 20% of your weight, like your beginning weight, because our bodies do get used to the additional GLP-1. So Have you reached the maximum capacity of the GLP-1?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that might be what's happening. And that's the case with a lot of different drugs. That's the case even with like some hormones and stuff like that. Our body just gets used to it. And it's like, okay, we're good with this. We regulate to this. And then it's not like you can even go up in dose. I mean, some people do max out that dose and still get it. Some people, even at the lower dose, their body is kind of where it's not going to do any more. That's not to say to stop it. That's not to say to push the dose even higher or anything like that. That's just to say that your body right now is at a point where it's happy at that weight and it's regulated to that weight. And in order to get back down below it, it's going to have to be a little bit more, I hate to use the word drastic, but you're going to have to look and really see at the stuff that you're eating is nourishing your body in a way that will allow you to kind of start losing weight again, that will nourishing your body or doing your body a certain way that will allow you to get that extra sleep, making sure that you're, doing things that you're building that muscle, because muscle, not only does it take up less room than fat, but muscle is where our metabolism, our base metabolism, that's what it's controlled by. So if you build
Right.
muscle, the amount of calories you burn just being you throughout the day is going to go up.
Right. And my muscle is growing and my fat is going down, but my weight is staying the same. It's really weird.
Well, and I would trade muscle for fat any day of the week, even if the scale didn't say
I
anything. And
know.
that's
It's
hard.
good.
Sometimes that's hard, because we're like, I just worked my butt off and this, that, and then I step on the scale and it's the same. But if you start really looking at those biometric markers, and it sounds like you've looked at them,
Yeah.
which, that is huge. Like if you're trading muscle for fat, take that any day of the week. And if it means that you stay the same weight, then that's it. But your clothes may fit different. You may definitely feel different. You may feel stronger for as far as like, living a more active life, muscle's going to help you with that,
It's true.
So I think right now, if I were you, I would definitely try to focus on that sleep. And maybe, your hormones. I just recently went to a hormone specialist myself to, because I was having the same type of stuff going on. But I would look at trying to get your sleep a little bit better. And then just giving yourself the grace of, hey, I've lost a good amount of weight. Yes, I have 20 to 30 more pounds. Yes, I can do it. It may look different, it may take longer. But if you had to guess why you weren't losing this extra to 20 to 30 pounds after we've gone through all of this, what would you think?
I mean, I probably already thought it, but just confirmation, it's probably about sleep and stress. It probably is. I mean, I don't eat perfectly, but I didn't eat perfectly from the beginning because, I kind of followed the whole you want to eat the way you want to eat for the rest of your life kind of thing,
I think that, I mean, no one eats perfectly, but like I said, I think that's the perfect way to make it is to make it sustainable. So I definitely think that you're doing a great job there.
Yeah. So I figured, but you had said something about set point, and I was like, oh, that's exactly something the doctor had said. There's a theory about that,
And there's
and I was
people
like,
that
oh,
believe that and don't believe that.
right. That's what the
I
doctor
think
said.
Yeah, I think that our bodies do like what's called homeostasis. It likes knowing what's going on at certain levels. And it's, you can call that a set point. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's normal, especially when you're losing weight. It kind of happens about every, depending on the body, every about every 10 to 15 pounds, your body's going to start adjusting a little bit, like it even like the way that you release insulin adjust, your blood pressure can adjust, your hormones can adjust, everything. And some people get frustrated with that because they think it's a stall, they think it's whatever. It happens almost across the board. And Corinne has talked about it and all that. Like, you have to, I like to look at it as that, okay, that's just a time period where I need to reevaluate because I got there and now my body is, stuff has changed up. Definitely look at the emotional eating and your habits. And then kind of, be honest with yourself. I think coming in being like, and you sound very honest with yourself, like you know what's going on. You're very in tune with it. And but sometimes we want to be like, I don't know, I'm doing everything right and it's just not budging. Take a step back and really be honest and see. I mean, I myself have done this just recently where I had a little bit of more nighttime eating creeping up and it took me, I gained like 3 pounds. I was like, hold on, like what's going on? And it was, I was getting a little bit anxious at night and my thing, I love tortilla chips. And so I was doing that, but I noticed it, but it took me, I mean, it took me a good week and a half to realize, so it's not always like we just recognize it right off. But yeah, if you could get some help with your sleep, you may see the scale start moving again. So,
Yeah, that's what I kind of was thinking, but thank you.
you're
Thank
more
you.
than welcome. Let me. All right. So, I will thank you for raising your hand and getting coached. I'm sure this helped other people as well.
Thank
All right.
you.
I'm going to put you back down. All right. Okay. Let me go ahead and call Linda up. I'm going to promote you to panelist and then I'm going to take a look at the Q&A. It says, I'm on Zepbound and recently started taking NAD plus as well as creatine. My question is about creatine. Linda, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Okay.
Can you speak about dosage? I understand that 5 milligrams is standard, but that higher dose can help with brain fog. Okay. Yes. So, and now, Linda, I'm going to ask you to, oh, you figured it out. Great job. Give me just a second. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
So yes, the creatine. If you there is, I personally take creatine daily to help maintain my muscle mass. And you've got it exactly right. The first 5 milligrams does help with muscle and all that, and then the additional 5 milligrams, I have been showing that it does help with brain fog. I believe Corinne has mentioned that she takes 10 milligrams a day and was that it was definitely helping with her brain fog. So I think that's something I say everybody is different and then every body is different. I think it's definitely something to just try. It can't necessarily hurt you. It's a one of the most well-studied drugs out there. So give it a try. I will tell you, some people gain a little bit of water weight at first with creatine. So don't be surprised if the scale jumps up 3 to 5 pounds. So, but definitely give that a try. All right, Linda, what would you like coaching on today?
Right. Well, I think I want help with my whys. I
Okay.
too am on Mounjaro, but I think my whys are what are slowing me or not helping me right
Okay.
now. I've been with the membership for just over 5 years, and I lost 70 pounds in the beginning, and then or over about a year and a half, and then since then, so like over the last 3 years, I have gained 30, lost 25, gained 20. I mean, each time I gain, it's been less. So I guess that's a win. But
That is the one.
I just kind of think that I don't have anything that comes to mind when, it's eat or not eat. And I just would like to have some whys to draw upon that might help me in the situation. And Like none of my old whys really seem to faze me.
Okay, well, that makes sense too, because over time our whys change, right?
Yeah.
So, it sounds like maybe you're just looking to update some of these whys to make
Yeah.
them a little bit more recent and
Inspirational.
inspirational. Yes. Yeah. So, what if you had to, if you could look at yourself in the future, what would that window look like?
Well, I would be healthier and I would be
What do
healthier.
you, okay, so healthier, what exactly?
So I'm on several medications. I take medication for diabetes,
Okay.
type 2. So I don't know at this point. I've had it for many, many years. So I don't know at this point in time of getting off medication. But anyways, diabetes, cholesterol. I did get off blood pressure medicine since I've lost weight. And then some for mental health that I have to keep. But and I recently got off one for sleep. But so there are medications I would like to see myself come off of or take less of.
Okay. So that, I mean, is that something compelling? Does that
It's
compel
not.
you? No, it's not. So, okay, well then that's one. And I love how you can have like many different whys, right? But
Yeah.
what specifically, like if you said, okay, if I knew this why, it would help me do this. What is it that you're looking for the why to help you with?
Okay. I'm looking for the why to help me stay consistent with my weight loss and no BS. Like I've been very inconsistent with no BS. So I'm looking for whys that will make me be more consistent.
Yeah.
I'm
What do
looking for.
you think being consistent with no BS would bring you?
More motivation to make better choices when it comes to food and overeating, the just more motivation.
Okay. And that motivation that would, then help you with better food choices. That is wonderful. And Corinne talked about motivation and all of that, but she also said that we don't have to have motivation.
Right.
And that's true. I'm like, motivation is flaky. Sometimes she shows up, sometimes she doesn't. So we don't want to necessarily depend on her. But what you're really kind of alluding to is that you want to make better food choices for yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in making better food choices for yourself, what would that in turn bring you?
Well, I think it would bring me weight loss.
A weight loss, or would it, kind of what I'm thinking about too, would it possibly bring you more confidence that you could maintain
Yeah.
your weight loss? Yeah. So I think
And
a lot of the time, like we know that we want weight loss as the big goal, but it's the little steps kind of that get us there. And that's why like all these different whys are needed. The big whys, the little whys, all those different types are needed because they don't, a big why necessarily doesn't work when you're standing in front of the refrigerator and
right.
you see like an apple and then you also see an apple pie, right?
Right.
So you're wanting to have that why. And so the why for you, I think, and I mean, you're gonna have to kind of, I wish I could give you a why that would work for
I
you.
know.
You know,
I know.
but because I would give out whys all day, every day if I could do that. But I think
I know.
what you want to dig a little bit deeper into is What is going to give you that confidence that you can make these choices for yourself that will help not only help you to lose the weight, but also to help you kind of maintain that weight loss? And, you know, that I can give you some that would work on confidence. Like I told myself that I'm capable, my why is I'm capable of making the best decision in the moment.
Oh, that's good.
Because that sometimes different moments call for different things, right? Because like if you're, let's say you're out at the ball field that you didn't plan to be at, and you know someone was going to bring you something to eat, they're like, oh, I forgot it, and you're really hungry, and you have a choice to make at the concession stand. You want to make that best decision in the moment. Does it look like, you know, getting the hot dogs and the chips? Does it look like getting a snow cone and a Snicker bar? Like, what does it look like? You know, because we can't always say, well, I'm only going to eat, you know, a salad and chicken. Well, they're not offering salad and chicken, right? So you have to make the best decision in that moment. So a why of I'm capable of making the best decision for me in the moment. Yeah. You know, and I think, go ahead.
I think where probably where it rears its ugly head the most is like after dinner eating. And like I think that I have through journaling and stuff, I'm almost 100% that that's just habit eating for me. Like I've journaled, I don't see any places where, well, okay, sometimes it's probably emotional eating too, but for the most part, it's just I doze off and then I wake up and I just want to eat. Like it just happens. It's not even a thought. It is once I get in there. I'm not saying I'm totally aware that I'm eating, but that's the pattern, probably. That's a better
Yeah.
word for it. And in
You
that
could.
moment, when I wake up, the drive to eat is so strong in that moment that, I'm like, well, I could be healthier, and like, no, it all just goes up.
And you could even, you know, toy around with a why, like my why is because I don't eat out of habit.
Oh.
You know, and just tell yourself that. And sometimes we have to hear, even if we don't believe it,
Right.
you have to hear it over and over and over. Like, even if you say it like a broken record or a little toddler or whatever, I don't eat out of habit. My why is because I don't eat out of habit. Or my why is I
That I'm
drink a
free.
glass of water while I'm deciding if I'm going to
Okay.
eat something. Like, because I don't eat out of habit. Because
Okay.
I want to, you know, fuel my body in the way that leads to weight loss that in turn, you know, I can maintain. So it's like you've got to start with a why that kind of gives you that pause, whatever
Yeah.
it is. And sometimes some of the whys have to be a little strong, because strong meaning I don't eat out of habit, period. Like, stop. And
Right.
if it can give you even that 30-second pause. Like, you're waking up and you're like, oh, I should go get such and so. Oh, I know this is night. I know this is habit. I don't eat out of habit.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
then it just gives your brain that little bit of time to come back online, and then you can make the next decision. And whether it's asking, well, are you really hungry right now? Like, or even just asking, well, why? Why are you going to go eat this? You know, and I think, like I said, you're toy around with them. Don't think you have to stick with a why just because you're like, well, I don't know if it works or something like that. There's a difference. I personally have what I call like small, medium, large, and extra large whys, and I use them for different things. Like, I kind of had an example. The reason that I want to get to work on time. I work from home, but this was always something for me that created a kind of a little bit of anxiety in the morning, trying to get the kids off to school, this, that, and the other. And my small was to be to work on time. My medium was to keep my job. My large was to provide for my family. And then the extra large was to create generational wealth. Like it's, but if I'm using an extra large Y, just when I'm trying to decide between the apple and the apple pie in the moment, it's not gonna work. Whereas, a sometimes a smaller Y for a smaller moment works. And then you can start with a big Y and then kind of back it down. Or you can start with a smaller why if I don't eat out of habit. And then why I don't eat out of habit because that causes me to eat more at night. Eating more at night causes, me to gain weight. And
And
then,
beat my and I beat myself up.
right. And
And
then
so
what does that in turn do? It loops back around. So yeah, so I think just kind of breaking them down too. And into wise, but and seeing what feels right. Like when you say it, how does it feel? Like when I said I don't eat out of habit, you had a reaction to that. I saw it.
Yeah, because it's just so straightforward.
Yes.
And
And sometimes that's, yeah, it's like it's
resonates
got to
with
hit
me.
you in the forehead. Yeah. So and just take some time and maybe that time when you're waking up, like, kind of whatever, maybe grab a pen and paper then. Maybe that's the perfect time to be like, hold on, let me just think about why I don't want to go and eat that. And it and
I
that's
like
also
that
going to give
too.
you the pause. Because like I said, the difference sometimes of like 30 seconds is the difference of getting our brain back online and making a better choice in that moment instead of just like an autopilot choice. So,
Perfect. And I've been
but
writing to ask
I believe
coaches
in
about
you.
this,
Like,
so I'm going to start a dialogue there too. But I
definitely.
saw this call was happening, so I thought I'd raise my hand.
Well, I'm glad you did. But yeah, are you and even go to ask coaches, we can help you with WISE. I've been doing that all month. Okay. So, or even in Facebook or whatever. And like I said, when you say it and you say it out loud, see how it lands in your body because it really does. It's very personal. And but I think that and then like I said, taking it to different levels because different whys work at different times. All right.
Perfect. Thank you
Thank you
so
so
much.
much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let me drop you back down. All right. Jen, I'm going to go ahead and call you up. And let's see. I will ask you to, well, you've got it. Ask you to unmute.
Hey, Coach
All right.
Christy, I'm driving, so I do apologize. I hope everything stays connected just right. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any way that you can pull over, or are you okay? Just,
No,
okay.
I'm okay. It's a straight road. There's nothing. Nope. Yep.
Okay, I
Straight
just don't
road.
want any safety issues. Okay, let me
No, you're
answer
good.
one question real quick. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it said my doctor wants me to gain 3 pounds of muscle and lose 3 pounds of fat. How do I do that? And how do I know I'm losing fat, not muscle? All right, that's anonymous. That is a great question, but you're gonna have to get like, I have a Renfo scale that is on the, Corinne's favorite things, I believe. If it's not, I will go ahead and put that in the Facebook group too. But that's good. And there's also one called InBody, and that's going to tell you how much muscle mass versus how much fat mass you have. And that's the only way you're going to know. You're not going to necessarily, yes, like I said, muscle takes up less room than fat. So you could know in your measurements, and there's different calipers that you can use, like to see if you would have to get someone to do that for you. But I would work with, trying to gain the 3 pounds of muscle and lose the 3 pounds of fat. Sometimes that's hard to do at the same time. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. I think the best would be to work with maybe a trainer or something like that. But yeah, that's a great question, and I don't know exactly how to answer that, but I do know how you would measure it. So hope that helped. All right, Jen, what would you like coaching on?
I did pull over so I can focus and be safe,
Thank
right?
you.
You're welcome. So I've been with no BS since 2020. Last year, I lost quite a bit of weight. I'm on tirzepatide. I got down to 184, which is the smallest I've been in a very, very, very long time. But then in October, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism and Graves' disease. And so they put me on thyroid medicine, Metha something. I can't say the whole thing, so we're just gonna leave
That's
it there.
okay.
But since then, I'm going between 189 and 192, and it seems like I can't break it again. I did the last 2 months ago, I added strength training at the gym 2 to 3 days a week and Zumba, and I walk at least 30 minutes 5 to 6 times a week. So I'm just at this like, is it, like it's like defeating, and I don't want to think like that, and I just want to break through this. I was at the highest level of tirzepatide. I did go back down one level to see if that would help me. But that's where I'm at. My sleep is pretty good, actually. I do have some overeats here and there, some off plans. Of course, I do my plan every day and assess it and everything.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Definitely. Okay. That gives me a lot of information. So again, the thyroid stuff is hormonal as well. Right. So it's going to be your thyroid hormones. And so, and it's the RIMFO scale. Sorry. Yes, Amy got it right. So in our bodies, again, have to get to kind of that level. Are you at a good level with your thyroid function? Or is it
I
still
am at,
coming down?
they're still working on it, but I'm at this, my left eye was like protruding and it was blurry, like intermittent, like really bad. And so that has all cleared up. It's still a little bit, more like protruding just a little bit, but it has went down. So the thyroid medicine is definitely helping me. I go for blood work next month again to see, because the last time my levels were still off a little bit, but they were better. They were kind of getting closer to being hypo in the hypothyroidism level, if that makes sense.
Yes, and so and that might be some of the reasoning too, because when our thyroid is not working properly, our body just doesn't necessarily know what to do with weight.
Okay.
And then so one of the good things though is that the tirzepatide kind of tries to regulate stuff, and Graves' disease, it does have some autoimmune stuff going on as well. So it's kind of your body right now has gone through a lot. And
Right.
that's not necessarily good, bad, or whatever. It's just change. And it's trying to learn how to function at this new level.
Okay.
But I think you kind of nailed it a little bit with the emotional eating and the overeats when you said that. Are you noticing like any type of like changes in hunger, or what's happening when you're having some of those overeats?
I really think it's just being tired and not being able to give myself that rest that I need, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. I feel like that's when a lot of it comes on. I don't really do a lot of, like, if I'm stressed or upset, it's more or less like I'm tired, but let me snack on this to keep me awake. That's where I've been leading toward, or that's where I've been finding myself.
Yeah, and it makes sense too that your body is probably a little bit giving mixed signals with being tired or not too, because again, your thyroid is trying to figure it out, and our thyroid does have a lot to do with sleep and stuff like that. So, and it also makes sense that your body's going to ask for food because food is fuel, right? So it's like, okay, we're tired. It's 1 o'clock. It's not like we could go crawl in the bed, but most people are, if you're at work or whatever, that's not an option. So
Right.
your body is turning to what it's thinking is going to give you the energy. What you're
Okay.
really needing in that moment is rest.
Right.
So what can you think of that even it's like 5 to 10 minutes that may give you that little bit of rest around that 1 o'clock lull?
I'm in a place right now where I can step away and go to my office. I'm like running a school right now for my principal. Her husband had double lung transplant, so she's not been here. He's doing great, but she's away. So I've been in her office because you can see the whole school, but my office is more hidden away from everybody. So I can leave for like 5 to 10 minutes and go rest my head, rest my head if I need to, or just, sit in a dark office with the door closed and locked and just kind of relax. I could do that. That is a good option for me.
Okay. And do you think that that would, how do you think that would help you?
I think I want to try it and see how it works. I know that when I've been starting to feel this way, I'll get up and walk around the school, like the inside of the school, for 5 to 10 minutes, and that seems to help me as well because it gets me distracted from the actual eating, and it's getting me up and moving me away from the desk that I'm sitting at.
Definitely. I think that that will more than likely help you because I think right now you're just going to the food for the energy, which, like, again, it does make sense. But as MJ says, like, we've got to fill the holes with what we really need. And if
Right.
your body is screaming for rest and you're like, oh, just eat this and keep going, well, it's going to scream louder for rest the next time because it still needs rest. And then if
Right.
a band-aid on it, but when you really need to just cure it, but also giving yourself grace, knowing that your body is trying its best right now to kind of regulate to these new things, to the new, someone put methimazole. Is that the name? Yeah.
That is
Yes.
it. And then
So,
I have
yeah.
one more thing, Coach Chrissy, I forgot to mention. I think, and this is probably a big piece of this puzzle too. I think I'm 46. I think I'm starting or going there and to perimenopause. I've been there for a little bit, maybe, and just not acknowledged it or paid attention to it. But my period has been like, I'll have my period and then I'll go like a week without it and then I have it again and it'll last for days. And so I went to my gynecologist. She did an exam. Everything looked, appeared fine. She does, is going to send me for an ultrasound just to double make sure. But that's pretty much where I think, and I am on the pill. So, but it's a lot of period that I've been having, and I'm thinking this is part of the puzzle piece as well.
I definitely think it's part of the puzzle piece. Yes. So, like, I like more of a functional medicine type scenario where you treat the whole patient because it's not like, oh, you just have this thyroid problem going on. Oh, you're just on a GLP-1. Oh, you're just in perimenopause. It's all of this kind of mixes together and they each kind of feed off of each other and all of this different stuff that's going on. So it makes sense that you may be fluctuating right now. And
Okay.
that may not be like the best thing that you want to hear, but sometimes if you argue with reality, you're just arguing and it's for the sake of arguing. So
Right.
right now, if I were you, I would definitely try to clean up some of that snacking for when you're really tired, which it sounds like you've got a great plan for that already. And
Yes.
then making sure that you're not overdoing it on the times when you really need to be resting. That you're not saying, oh, well, I need to go walk and I need to go do this and I need to go do that, when really your body needs rest.
Or yeah, that makes sense.
And, I just got back from vacation and I didn't necessarily limit. I mean, I ate when I was hungry. I stopped at enough, but I ate like more stuff than I normally would because the food was good and I didn't have
Right.
to cook it, all the things that I'll think. I thought for sure I was going to gain weight. I got back, I had gained like 0.6 pounds, and that was it. I blew my own mind and I
Right.
felt rested, just like we said before with sleep. Sleep and rest. Our bodies, it's a one of the four basics for a reason. And I think
Right.
sometimes when we push, 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 it shows up on the scale as well, because we then in turn eat to kind of give us what we think would be the energy that we needed, but really what we need is rest. So I would love
Right.
for you to give yourself that rest when needed. Give yourself the
Okay.
grace for sure. Notice any patterns, like, is this happening on certain days? Is this, if, am I really tired the day after I do a workout? Like, just start kind of noticing things. And then your body is going to adjust. Yes, it may take time, because the thyroid,
Okay.
it can be a little picky little critter. But, and
Right.
then just making sure that you're like, okay, this is the point that I'm in my life, and I'm accepting that this may fluctuate, and not getting mad and eating over that, or whatever that
Okay.
may be. Because overeating because you're upset and all of that, it makes sense, but it doesn't necessarily help us, right? So,
Right.
and I'm not saying you're doing that, but it's food. We've all Food is kind of easy to turn to at times.
Right.
And
Right.
so, like I said, and it's the holes. We want to fill that hole that food was filling, but we want to fill it with what our body needs,
Yes. Okay.
not with
Perfect.
like judgment and all that type stuff, right? So,
Exactly.
well, awesome.
Exactly. And I think you had put like in the medical loss weight loss group about supplements that you use. Is that, I think I'll go back and find the post or at
Okay,
least
and if
some.
not, just ask me again, because
Okay.
sometimes you can search, like go in the Facebook group and search. But yeah, there's a lot of different. So I take like creatine, and I do protein as a supplement. I take a multivitamin, stuff like that. But
Okay.
I try to get a lot of my supplements in food if possible, because
Perfect.
I think that's the best absorbable one. But there's certain times that you've got to supplement. And if you have any questions about that, definitely just either put in Ask Coaches or put it in the Facebook group. I'll help you as much as I can.
All right. Thank you, Coach Chrissy. I appreciate
You're
it. I'll see
welcome.
you in September at camp.
Yes, I'm so excited. I cannot wait for camp. So,
Thank you
all
so
right.
much. I appreciate it. Have a good
Take
day.
care. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was a very quick hour. Let me check on some of these Q&As real quick. I'm currently taking Mounjaro. I started at 10 and they moved me to 15. I felt like I did good at first. I lost 50 pounds, but now it seems like it does nothing for me. It doesn't do anything with the cravings anymore like it used to. Does that mean that I should stop taking it? I'm not losing any weight. I have not gained any weight though. Can the body become immune to the medicine? Like I mentioned before, your body can just get to a point where it's not necessarily, you may not lose a ton more weight, but that's not to say that it's not working. Because again, this medication works totally different than it works on all different, like our brain, as well as in our body and all that. So to say that it's just not working anymore may not be true, because your insulin may be more regulated. Some of your metabolic processes may be more regulated. That is a choice that I would bring up to your healthcare provider, and something that y'all can discuss on how that it's working for you, and it may be working in ways that you don't necessarily see. That maybe you see in blood work and you see in stuff like that. So that's a great question, and definitely something to talk to your doctor about as well, and just see what's best for you. Okay, the rest of these, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to get to. If you will just tag me and ask coaches, I will definitely get back to you. Or if you even wanted to put it in Facebook, that is perfectly fine to do that. So I have enjoyed this time with y'all. I will be back next month. It's going to be on Father's Day, so hopefully y'all will join me on Father's Day and you can get coached even more. for now. Bye for now. But like I said, I'm always in Ask Coaches and also in Facebook. So let me know. Y'all take care. Bye bye.